Ask yourself this: why would you spend your valuable time doing something that you don't enjoy doing? That's right, you wouldn't. Dance is a very time-consuming activity that you have to love and enjoy to be able to keep doing. For everything you do in dance scales on how much you want to get better doing something you love. Every day after school, it was a constant cycle of dance to Sapphires, to dance with my dance troupe, Code, then staying up late at night to finish homework. Why do I continually allow myself to go through this? It was different for me. I didn't used to love dance the way I do now. For the 12 years that I have been dancing, it was just something I did to pass the time. But over time, I succumbed to its elegance and expression. Dancing is what I am best at. Whether I like it or not, I realized that I really love to dance. And this realization came to me not so long ago. In fact, I was dancing at the Disney Castle stage, competing nationally with my team, the Sapphires. I had already danced once on the floor with my team, and now I was waiting outside for the finalist results. We were standing outside, still fully clothed in our dance costumes. It was 78 degrees out. A constant breeze from the west came and sent chills throughout my body. The sun was still high in the sky, resulting in squinted eyes everywhere I looked, and that included me. Huge smiles hung about everyone's face because it was Disney, the happiest place on earth. We settled ourselves near the announcer and waited for our coach to come meet us. Both of our coaches decided to come join us at Nationals. Coach Willis was a short, tan woman with dark curly hair. She had beautiful, bright blue eyes that anyone would wish to have. She was the main coach. I was scared of her, and so were a lot of other people on our team of 18. I saw her run off somewhere opposite of where the team was heading. I assumed it was something more important. I soon found out it was. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw Coach Willis again slowly walking toward us. With tears in her eyes, she explained, "I know how hard you all have worked. I just don't want to be the reason why we don't move on to finals." I knew it was bad news, and she continued to explain how the routine we took had an illegal trick that counted off a lot of points. One of the dances we took was called God Bless America. It was a fascinating piece. Two girls were to hold the arms of the girl being lifted as she kicked her leg, giving herself enough momentum to be flipped high above her head. Standing closely behind, me and two other girls are to catch the girl's leg to stop her from falling. It was captivating. Also, it was illegal. The rule was that a person could not be flipped over without someone holding the bottom half of her body. Everyone was worried as we stood there waiting for the announcer to call our school's name. I could feel my heart jumping out of my chest. Nervous sweat was trickling down my face. We wanted to move on to finals. Despite the risks the coach took, we still managed to make the call for our finalists. Tears of joy ran through everyone's eyes, but the day wasn't over yet. We still had to perform again, and this time, it was in the castle. All we had was an hour, which was not enough time in the coach's mind. Knowing the time limit, they rushed us back to the warm-up area to make a last-minute change for the lift. It was a much simpler lift than the one we had before, relieving a few pounds of stress off my shoulders. The coaches finalized the lift and double-checked the requirements of the change of lift we had made. "Time for 8-minute warm-up," Coach B yelled. Coach B was everyone's favorite coach. She was friendlier than Coach Willis. They had opposite characteristics of each other. Coach B was tall, fair-skinned, and younger, but they both have the same goals. It was to make sure each and every single one of us do our very best. Still valuing our time, We ran out to the warm-up floor and started with our hardest tricks. First set of turns into lift, then last set of turns. After the approval of our coaches, we did a full run-through of the dance. I would have to admit, I hated practicing with our coaches, but I also noticed how strong it made our team. No matter how hard they had have been on us, it was only for our benefit. All we did was put our trust into their hands, and they did what we expected them to do. They did what was best. By the time 8 minutes had passed, we were done with our warm-up. That meant it was even closer to performance time. I could feel blood rushing throughout my veins as we stood backstage. I had as much energy as a 5-year-old kid on a sugar high. I was ready to dance. The dance before us had just walked out to take the floor. We started to gather in a circle, bowed our heads, and extended one leg toward the center with pointed feet. God has blessed us to give us this opportunity to be here to dance in the castle. I know it's been a rough, long day, but this will be our last performance here, Tristan said in a light, thoughtful voice. Both the coaches loved Tristan. She was one of three total Sapphire captains, quiet voiced, but had a loud mind. After a few more girls added their motivational speech to get us pumped to perform, we moved out of prayer position and stuck out our hands into the middle. P P P O M P P P O N P O M P O N Pom Pom Woo! We chanted as a team. Can I get a finals? Sydney shouted in a deeper voice than usual. Sydney was a comedian, as well as an astounding dancer. She was one of those people you could rely on to make you laugh whenever you needed it. Finals! The rest of the team hollered back in reply. I sat into my position, and so did the rest of my teammates. This is it, girls. Give it your all and just breathe. Don't forget to breathe, Lakey said in a soft voice for all of us to hear. Lakey danced at Code, our dance studio owned by my uncle. She was short and a strong, precise dancer. Lakey was essentially the voice of the team. As a team captain, she spoke out in decisions when we were too scared to. We continued out of the castle in synchronized movements and took the floor, bouncing up and down on our toes to our spots as we each called 7-8 on its respectable account. The rows were filled with more than hundreds of people who sat and watched. Hundreds more of other girls and boys in dance costumes were standing patiently backstage and on the sides ready to compete. Once the music started, I danced and performed to the best of my ability. The music was calling my name. I didn't have to think about choreography and the placement of my movements. It was primarily all muscle memory. I moved gracefully throughout the floor. The chills on my skin were prominent and defined by the passion I had finally found for dance. I had never loved to dance more in my entire life. Before I knew it, the dance was over, and the largest smile was plastered across my face for the rest of the day. The crowd cheered like they just won some kind of jackpot. We tiptoed back off stage like we do every time we finish our routine. Anyone would know what it looked like if you watched any Liberty home football games. I was breathing hard by the time we reached the coaches. They all had huge smiles that mirrored mine. Wow, you guys, that is probably the best I have ever seen this dance. I could tell you guys were really enjoying yourselves out there. Good job, ladies. I'm proud of you. Please stay in your costume for awards, which will be at 6:40 p.m. Good job again, girls, Coach B said proudly. An even bigger smile grew on my face, knowing the coaches thought it was amazing as well. It felt like an accomplishment, like it didn't matter what place we got, because everyone was overjoyed by how we performed. Finally, it was break time, and I had a sudden desire for the cool, clear liquid that would satisfy my thirst. I ran around to find my mom. I needed water. She was always by the media center looking at pictures. If not there, then directly in front of me taking the pictures herself. As I ran down the stairs, to no surprise, I found her looking through the horribly taken pictures, which quickly took my mind off the delicious tasting water for only a few seconds. I got my brain back on track and greedily asked for water. She pulled out a foggy cold water bottle from her bag and I quickly grabbed it off her hands, opened it, and jugged the water down my throat. "Ah," I said, thankful that she had a cold bottle ready for me in her bag. "Thank you, Mom," I said sweetly and hugged her goodbye to meet up with some of my teammates. Time quickly passed by messing around with my fellow freshmen. Sapphires gathered again, probably around 6:30. We walked together through the castle and back out to the stage where all our other competitors sat. We were seated as a team in a semicircle. Workers were located in the middle and held trophies to give to each team. The announcer again called out what each school placed. We earned 8th place. Out of all dance teams in the nation that have come to dance here in Florida, we had been rewarded with 8th place. It wasn't first, but I was proud of us, and so were the coaches. Although we anticipated to win at least 6th place, politics still came into play at dance competitions. It was good. We were satisfied. The day was done, and the sweet smell of fresh air hit me walking out of the building. Parents crowded around us to snap a few pictures from memory. 5, 6, 7, 8. It was a dancer's way of telling the parents we were done with pictures. I was finally home free, or hotel free, and surely ready to hit the rack. I lay on the white duvet of the bed and imagined myself performing on that stage with the people I love again. I can't even begin to describe how incredible it was, being able to compete on the Disney Castle stage. Today, my commitment to dance are incomparable to anything. Sapphires and Studio combined is like my second family, full of fun and friends. Regardless of whether I like dancing right after school from Sapphires to Studio, dancing until 9 p.m. or even 10 p.m., it was just the price I paid to do the thing I love the most. Ever since my realization of my passion, I just couldn't get enough of it. I knew Sapphires would be so much fun, and what makes it even better is that I share these experiences with my friends. Dance has never been so life-changing.